Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in. Then I watch them roll
That's
away.
Otis Redding bringing us back, the late, great Otis Redding, 23. After the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please use it to your advantage. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, you can watch the videos. And we got hundreds and thousands of different, hundreds of videos, thousands of articles, tens of thousands of podcasts. So check all that out there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Indexed and categorized to your little heart's content. So take advantage of all that. Having a great visit with our good friend Kathy Perry. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. I'm Jim with a J, and we're talking about the online world. Kathy's book is Stepping Stones to Success. She's one of the top social media experts and online experts in the world. Kathy, thanks again for hanging out with us. Tell us about Facebook EdgeRank.
Well, EdgeRank is what Facebook uses as an algorithm to determine who gets to see your posts. And so they have three different measurements that they look at. The first one is affinity, and it's the relationship between the viewer and the creator of the post and how you interact, like liking things, sharing things, that type of thing. Then they have what's called weight.
Does that in any way seem creepy to people?
Well, this is no different than Google's algorithm.
I know, but
have a measurement.
At some point in time, right? It starts to get a little creepy, doesn't it?
Yes. So then they use what the weight of that post, and they measure it on whether it's photos or videos or links or text updates, and plus how many likes and comments you get. So that's the weight of that post. And then they have what's called time decay, and that's how old is the post because it loses value over time. So it's a very complex mathematic equation to determine, you know, who's going to see your stuff. And so when you look at it,
here you thought this was your page, didn't you? Silly boys, silly girls.
You know, 96% of fans don't go back to a brand after they've been to a page and liked it. So that, you know, businesses have a problem getting people to come back and engage on a page. And so what they do, there's ways that you can improve your page's edge rank. And so just a couple quick tips on that is that, you know, you want to keep your post short, 100 to 250 characters. You want to get, because those shorter posts get more likes and comments and shares. You have to be visual, so you need the photos and videos, and they get, you know, almost like 180% more engagement if you have photos and videos. I think I had a note there. It's 100% more engagement. And then you want to ask questions where, you know, people fill in the blank or, you know, where you actually are engaging with your brand, and that helps get people more involved. Also, you need to post daily if you're going to want to increase that visibility. It needs to be relevant. So the content needs to be relevant to your brand and what your topic, you know, so just putting irrelevant stuff doesn't help you. And then timely, when is your fan base on Facebook? So if your fan base is on Facebook during the day, you don't want to be posting it late at night, because they're not going to see it,
right?
And so,
and these are,
you know,
this is advice for businesses who are developing a fan page for your business, and you're trying to curry the favor of these algorithms as much as you are your fan base, aren't you?
Yes, you are.
Really have two different customers that you're focusing on. And all right, what else about EdgeRank?
You know, there's if we look at some more of the statistics that your post is going to reach more of your fans in their news feed than on your page.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you have to be more relevant and frequent, and that's why, you know, some of these are important. Only 16% of your fans are even going to see your post on
mm-hmm.
average. So it's very difficult to engage on a page. It really is. So,
yeah.
You know, I usually recommend make sure you're involved in groups or where your market is and stuff like that.
Right. Yeah, you can't just put it out there. You gotta get engaged. But these algorithms are algorithms give it and algorithms take it away, don't they?
They do, and they are doing that on Google too.
Google is doing this, and so this is really one of the concerns that I have for small businesses, Kathy, is they work so hard to try to get positioned, and then Google changes and makes a decision to change their algorithms. They flip a switch, and what used to be okay is now against the laws of Google. And overnight, you can go from being prominent to not prominent. And I really think it's unfortunate. What do you think, quickly?
I agree. And actually, I have a free SEO checklist based on some of the latest Google changes available on my website. It's at kathyperry.com. And they can click on the products page.
Thank you for that, Kathy. Ladies and gentlemen, go check that out. I promise you, you'll learn something, as we always do from Kathy. KathyPerry.com. Check out that SEO checklist. Kathy, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back real soon.
Thanks, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Kathy Perry, ladies and gentlemen, what good information she gave us today. 29 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.